You're married? Wow, then you know about the roller coaster of marriage, don't you? But what do you do when it's going down? And what do you do when it's got loop-de-loops, right? It almost feels like you're gonna fall out. Let's talk about the roller coaster of marriage and how to stay on the ride. So marriage is a powerful experience. One of the most coolest things about life is literally to share your life with somebody that you love. But I don't know if anybody told you, but as soon as you get in on the ride of marriage, there's some ups and downs, just like a roller coaster. Now, have you ridden a roller coaster in a while? Well, close to where I live, there's a theme park, and there's a good old rickety, wood roller coaster. And wow, does it shake as you ride down the roller coaster? But I think you get the idea. You get in line, you get up to the roller coaster, you get in. So you and your sweetie pie get in the same car, you put your seat belts on, and you know you're in for a ride. And you can see the track. It's gonna go up, it's gonna go down, it's gonna go up, it's gonna go down. And then it could even have, if it's the right kind of roller coaster, some even loop-de-loops, where it literally throws you way up and it literally feels like you're gonna fall out. And then it's got those high-speed turns, those quick dips where it takes your breath away, and then you come down to the end and it comes to a screeching halt, and you both look at each other and go, "Wow, that was fun." But along the ride, there was fun and fear. It's just a ride of fun and fear. And the unexpected feelings that you didn't even know were gonna be there. So I drew a picture of a roller coaster. You like that? Do you like my little roller coaster car? It's so funny, right? But we know it has ups and downs. We know that there's loop-de-loops. But how do we ride this roller coaster of marriage and hang on? And how do we not fall out? Well, I think the first part to realize is that you being married to your spouse is something you've never done before. You have your whole life that you've lived. She has her whole life that she's lived. And now those two lives are actually going to connect and mesh together. Of course, your wife is going to be different. Of course, your husband is going to be different than you. That's one of the reasons why you fell in love, is because there's differences and there's also similarities. But being married and getting into the roller coaster and riding the roller coaster together, there are some predictable things. You're going to have some tough days. You're going to have some good days. You're going to have some high-speed corner days where you feel all the gravity like squishing into your seat and you feel like you're going to throw up. And then you have those sudden drops and maybe even a loop-de-loop. But what happens is you know those moments are coming. You know those moments are coming. But here's the difficult part about marriage, is we tend to slip into the thoughts that your spouse is literally flawless. We tend to slip into that thinking that they don't have any flaws. Because when you're in that lovey mode, it's like there's nothing that they can do wrong. They could spill the mac and cheese all over the kitchen floor and you would think it's cute. They could do the laundry and throw in a red shirt and turn all the whites red, and you would just laugh about it. You could be driving down the road and run out of gas, and you both would just sit there and just laugh and probably just start making out in the car. You would just be like, "Oh, this is just so cute and precious." But after a while, what happens is you start to run into challenges, and those challenges get a little bit bigger, a little bit more intense, a little bit more serious. And because now there's finances, and maybe you're gonna have a child, and you're gonna buy a house, and you got car payments, and all of a sudden life starts to take on a little bit more of some reality. I think to help you in this roller coaster of marriage and how to hold on and hold on to your commitment is to know that the two of you, it's gonna take two of you, it's gonna take both of you to literally work together to go through these experiences in life. I mean, you got in the roller coaster together. You seat belted yourself in the same cart with them. You're riding it together. You know a portion of the solutions to life. She knows part of the solutions, your spouse. And so now what happens is if you expect them to fix everything, or if you think you're supposed to fix everything, now it's like you got in the roller coaster by yourself. No, you never got in the roller coaster by yourself. You literally got in the roller coaster together. You got in it together. And what that means is when you have challenges, you sit down together. When you have opportunities, you sit down and talk together. When you have difficulties, you talk together. But if you could keep it in your mind that you both got in the same roller coaster together. And if you ever say, well, I never expected this. Yeah, you did. Marriage is not easy. It's worth it, but it's not easy because my wife is different than me. And we've been married now for 28 years. And we still find things about each other we didn't even know. We have different challenges, different things we go through. But the coolest part ever is to remind myself that I'm in the roller coaster car with her. And sometimes we're screaming because it's so fun. And sometimes we're screaming because it's scaring us to death. But I think when it comes to this roller coaster part, and you know there's going to be ups and downs, what if you could actually predict? What if you actually know ahead of time there's going to be a down? And what happens after there's a down? There's an up. And after there's an up, what is there? There's a down. And there's going to be ups and downs and ups and downs. Sometimes she's going to be doing well. Sometimes he's going to be doing well. And you'll notice that you're there for each other. But since you got in the roller coaster together and you put your seatbelts on, keep those seatbelts on. Don't undo that seatbelt. Don't even risk falling out of the roller coaster. And this is how you make this work. If I were you, as a couple, I would write a story. You see, you know, all the love stories you ever see in movies, there's always a story about where the handsome prince and the pretty bride is. You know, they're all just going somewhere together, like they're heading off somewhere into some great, great place. A husband and wife that don't have a story about where they're going tends to wonder sooner or later where they're going. And when a husband or wife feels a little lost about where they're going, they start to get concerned about what are we doing here? What's this all about? And when they get concerned, they start to notice all the little things that are wrong and all the little things that are not working. I have mentored and coached thousands and thousands and thousands of couples. And the one thing I find that is missing is that they don't have a story about where their life is going. But if you could sit down with your spouse and go, hey, I got my laptop. Let's think of what it would be like for us in 3 years from now, from 1 year from now, 6 months from now, where are we going? What do we want to build? What do we want to create? What do we want to be different? And usually one of you is going to be the typer, you know, the one who's going to type it. But the two of you, just with their ideas and your ideas, can create a type of story where you're going. A couple who has a story about where they want to go with their life can actually see themselves doing it together. Now, it doesn't mean you write the story and you just print a copy for your spouse, and they don't write the story and just print a copy for you. You ask and you talk about it. When you're driving somewhere and you're driving to the grocery store, talk about what it'd be like in a year from now. What would you like to do? What do you want to do next summer? But you think that far ahead. And even though you can't see how it's supposed to happen, you can at least create a fun story of what you wish could happen. A couple that wishes together stays together. Because if a couple can wish, well, then they can also work together. But you got a couple that's not wishing, they're not going to work on anything, and they're just going to go to work, get money, pay bills, and then that's it. But a husband and wife who has some kind of story where they're going, and they keep that wish alive, like things that they wish they could do, you'll find that both of them stay passionate and they keep the seatbelt on and they'll ride the roller coaster and the ups and downs and the loop-de-loops and they'll ride through those tight corners and they'll have those sudden drops and they'll have fear and they're gonna also have fun, but they'll stick together. So to keep you in the roller coaster and keep yourself staying together and ride through whatever's gonna happen, today's a good day to write a story. And I know if you're watching this, it is perfect timing for you to start the experience of writing a story. Then with this story, this is what you do. Once you have this story, when you go to bed at night, one of you grab the story and go, hey, can I tell you a little bit about this story? And before you guys drift off to sleep, one of you, at least once a week, bring up this story, talk about this story, fall asleep together, arms in arms together, just wrapped around each other, thinking, wishing, and dreaming about your story. Because a husband and wife that wishes together, they'll do things together, and they can make dreams come true. That's the beautiful thing about a man and woman in a marriage, is that they complete each other. And where one lacks, the other one has something to be in its place. And the two of you together create a whole. So you could have a whole life experience. Align your stories, mesh your stories, create a brand new story together. You come from one place, they come from another place. Create a brand new story together and enjoy the roller coaster ride through life. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.